Years ago, there was a Newsweek cover story really caught my attention. It was about twins, and my wife and I had several friends at that time that had twins. Occasionally, we had expressed horror at the thought of having had any two of our kids at the same time. Fortunately, God knows who can handle these incredible assignments and who can't, so he wisely sent our three children 2 years apart. But that Newsweek article was intriguing, and it explained the great amounts of research being done regarding twins. And the article stated that the studies not only revealed a lot about twins, but about all of us. For example, there are the studies that have been done on twins that have been separated at birth, and then raised totally apart, and then reunited as adults. It's amazing how alike they are in their temperament, the choices they've made, their likes or dislikes. So they're giving scientists new evidence in the debate over how much we're a product of our environment and how much we're a product of our genetic programming. These twins are telling us that there's a lot about us, more than we think, that we're born with. You know what? That should come as no surprise. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about designer genes and chromosomes. Now, a word for today from the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. I love this great verse. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God, get this now, prepared in advance for us to do. In other words, God has set you up uniquely for specific assignments that you are put on earth to do on a daily basis. Now, the twins' research tells us that each person seems to be uniquely wired. Well, the Bible tells us that. You go to what David said in Psalm 139, in that great prayer, he says, God, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Then he says, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. See, from conception, God's designed you to carry out a unique plan. You're just the right height to do what he's prepared for you to do. You got just the right hair, you got just the right voice, you have just the right basic temperament, you've got the right skills and talents. He's even given you certain limitations to help you be sensitive and dependent and compassionate. And he puts you in the right family, too. It's true a sinful environment has corrupted the purity of God's programming, but the basic you is a God's one-of-a-kind masterpiece. Oh, you may be missing the point of how right you are because you've done too much comparing with other people or with the things that society says are important. How can you be compared? You're uniquely wired for unique assignments. You're a category all by yourself. There's no one we can compare you to. You're the only one like you. When are you going to start celebrating what you are instead of focusing on what you aren't? You were made right. You're wired for daily contributions only you can make. And ultimately, we can only discover the answer to the question, why am I here? By belonging to the God who put us here, who designed us. That's why the Bible says all things were created by him and for him. We were supposed to revolve our life around our Creator and in so doing find our destiny, our identity, our reason to be. Unfortunately, we found another reason to be, living for ourselves, which the Bible calls sin. Middle letter, I. It's a terrible thing to be away from God because it means a life without meaning, means an eternity without hope. That's why Jesus came. He came to bring us together, to unite us with the God who has the plan. I mean, this is time for you to say, I'm not wasting another day with a me-run life. Jesus, I'm turning it over to you. I'm yours. You died for me. I'm yours. Listen, our website is there to help you get started in this relationship. I hope you go there today. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. You can belong to the designing genius who made you. You're a product of his never wrong, always right, designing genius.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.